Newt Gingrich's effort at political resurrection is not looking so good. Today, the top staff for the Republicans' presidential campaign resigned en masse. The apparent implosion of the Gingrich campaign is just the latest problem for the former House Speaker. And joining us now to talk about all this is NPR national political correspondent Mara Elias. And Mara, what happened?
Well, Dave Carney, who's the top strategist, political strategist for Newt Gingrich, said that the professional team's vision for the campaign and Newt's vision were incompatible. What we do know is that the Iowa staff was feeling that Gingrich didn't want to do what was necessary. He had recently made a tour of Iowa. He did generate some pretty big crowds, but then he disappeared. He went on a cruise in the Greek islands with his wife, and they felt he wasn't willing to put in the on-the-ground time that's necessary. One of the key indicators was that last week, Will Rogers, who was his leading grassroots person there, left the campaign. You know, as you said, this wasn't the first problem. He had a very rocky debut. Then there was the issue of his charge account at Tiffany's worth over $250,000. He criticized Paul Ryan. But Newt Gingrich himself issued a statement today saying his campaign will continue and it begins anew on Sunday in Los Angeles. I think there are it's really hard to see how
so
he survives.
He'll continue, but obviously a lot of unrest in his campaign. What's the broader impact on the overall race for the GOP presidential nomination?
I think it's none. I think Newt Gingrich is a major figure in the Republican community. He is not a major candidate. Major figure, minor candidate. He wasn't a top-tier candidate. I think he had the potential to be an intellectual leader in the race, and he had a potential to have a big impact in the debates. But I don't think that he was considered to be a possibility for a nominee.
I don't want to give you whiplash here. We're going to go from Iowa to Texas. Several of Gingrich's strategists had ties to the Lone Star State, Governor Rick Perry. And Perry's been changing his tune, making noises about possibly running himself. Is this a possible sign?
Well, Rob Johnson, who was the campaign manager for Gingrich, had run Rick Perry's last campaign, and Dave Carney was Rick Perry's political strategist. I don't think they left to go to a Perry campaign because it's not clear yet Perry will run, although he has been making noises about it and said that he is considering it. But it does show you that we are in the latest round of the fantasy candidate stage in the Republican Party. People want somebody to run who's not running yet. Rick Perry, Rudy Giuliani, Sarah Palin. There's still a lot of dissatisfaction, and the race is yet to be completely sorted out. But on Monday night in New Hampshire, the Republicans will have their first New Hampshire debate. Most all the candidates will be there, including, as far as we know, Newt Gingrich.
Mara Elias, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Mara Elias. All Things Considered continues right after this.